most auspicious appearance of Lord Sri Ramachandra. If you read Krishna book, you will see that the gopis of Vrindavan did not make any difference between Krishna and Ram. While criticizing Krishna, the gopis are saying that you hid yourself behind a bush and you killed Bali. And then they say that you, how you cheated Bali Maharaj. So in this way, the gopis see Krishna as non-different from Ram. Or they don't see Ram as different from Krishna. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his Shadabhuja Gauranga form, in which he was carrying the bow and arrow in two hands and playing on his flute on the other two hands and carrying the sannyasi danda and the kamandalu on the other two hands. So Lord Ramachandra Swami is an integral part of Krishna. Or in other words, Lord Krishna, when he adopts a different type of mood, he appears as Lord Ramachandra. In the Ramayana itself, Lord Ramachandra's character is so much glorified as one who is supremely mighty, one who is never fails in his love for Sita and for all his devotees, and one who is personification of truth and servitude, and one who is epitome of obedience to the elders. In this way, there are so many glorifications given in the Ramayana. Since time immemorial, Lord Rama's example has been emulated by great souls. In India, when someone asked Gandhi about what touched him the most in his life, he said Lord Ramachandra's character, which he saw in one particular drama, he said, gave him the determination to live a life of purity and character. He said that. So it's not only Gandhi, it's everybody. In fact, the nature, qualities, characteristics of Lord Ram will make one cry tears. Because he was so pure-hearted that when Mother Kaikeyi, through Dasharatha, ordered him to go to forest, just a few minutes ago he was told you will be the king, and after a few minutes he was told now he has to go to forest. But none of these two things made any difference to him. Neither did he become very elated, nor he became very discouraged. He was smiling as ever before, because he had so much love and faith in Kaikeyi that he thought, she wants me to go to forest to have a very beautiful experience close to nature for 14 years and come back. So the Ramayana is full of very highly noble characters, all descending from the spiritual sky, like Lord Ramachandra, Lakshman, Sita, and Hanuman, and Bharat, and Shatrughna, and Vibhishana, and Guha. So many people appearing in different places, in different families, different castes of different statures, like Guha born in a Nishada family, Vibhishana born in a Rakshasa family, both great, very great Vaishnavas. So Ramayana is full of great moral and spiritual lessons for the whole world to learn and apply in their lives. This world wouldn't be the same place if people were to absorb the lessons from the characters of Ramayana. When Hanuman went on an expedition to search for Mother Sita in Lanka, wherever he went, he saw Rakshasas and Rakshasis laughing and joking and eating flesh and drinking wine, and the whole place was obnoxious place. He didn't find a trace of purity there. He wanted to return back as soon as possible, because everybody was only glorifying Ravana. Ravana's name was glorified all over Lanka. But somewhere in one particular palace, he heard the sound of Ram's name. somebody is very regularly chanting Ram's name, Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Shri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. I was just surprised how in the Rakshasa's place there is a holy name of Ram being sung. And there was a palace of Vibhishana. So Vibhishana every morning would rise early in the morning, and then just like we chant in our mala, he used to chant in the mala Ram's name. He was a great devotee of Lord Ramchandra. So Hanuman secretly peeped through the window, and for hours together he just heard the holy name being sung by Vibhishana without stopping him or without entertaining. And he was very curious. He asked others, who is his personality? They said, he is a great Rama Bhakta. Although he lives in Lanka, he is a brother of Lanka Naresh Ravana. His heart is sold out to Ram. Of course, Hanuman didn't speak anything to him. But when he went back to Ram, while giving a report, he told about Vibhishana also. He said, I saw a very great devotee. So, one of the Sri Vaishnava Acharyas, when we were in South India Yatra, he was telling that when Vibhishana was so much fond of Ram's name and he was fed up with the situation in Lanka, he wanted everybody to chant Ram's name. So all over his wall he had put Ram, 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 isn't it, everywhere. So when Ravana appeared there, he said, hey, you are propagating Rama's name? He got very angry. So he said, do you know what is this Rama? This is Ravana and Mandodari. I put your initials on the wall. Rama, Rama, Rama. And Ravana was so happy, he said, why only in your palace? Put it in all the palaces. Everywhere, Ram, 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 names are put. So when I heard this pastime, I thought, how intelligent devotees of the Lord. Somehow or other they sneak into even Rakshasa's palace and they propagate Ram's name like Srila Prabhupada did in America. Prabhupada entered into Avalon ballroom and there the holy name was going on. Name of Krishna Ram. Can you imagine? Avalon ballroom was filled with thousands of stoned means one who are drug addicted, hippies. And holy name is far away from such people. Holy name is the purest, but the drug addicted hippies who are flesh eaters and who are wandering with women and smoking and drinking, there Prabhupada made the holy name enter into such an assembly. And for hours together the holy name was sung and it transformed the hearts of people. Even in the poverty and most dirtiest of the places, Prabhupada took the holy name, just like Vibhishan took the holy name all over Lanka. So the holy names of Lord Rama, sung by Vibhishana or sung by Hanuman, you will find even Sita, for her, Lord Rama's remembrance was her sustaining force when she was sitting under the Ashoka tree. She would have lost her life without fond remembrance of Ram. So, Ramayana, all over Ramayana you will find there is a description about chanting Lord Ram's name and remembering Lord Ram, which becomes the not only sustaining force, but the energy giving force for everybody. So today is a very auspicious day, and with great difficulty we have got Govinda Prabhu to come, because he has been giving a series of lectures in Nigdi, morning and evening. So Nigdi devotees are not ready to spare him, but at last we could get him here to Pune. He is coming at 8:30, and he will be with us till noon. It will be very wonderful, Ramayana Katha. Govinda was very deeply learned in Valmiki Ramayana, and the beauty is, he not only is learned, he brings out lessons for practical everyday life. He has been traveling all across the globe and preaching. He knows the situation of the world. So he presents it in a very digestible and easy to understand fashion. So, by hearing such pastimes from great devotees and remembering them and absorbing ourselves, we can emulate So at least a small fraction of such wonderful qualities of great personalities and characters mentioned in Ramayana. Shri Ramchandra Bhagavan ki, Shri Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman ki, Harinam Prabhu ki. Amen.